Jeff Sheedy, part owner of Youthful Jack. We've just seen your horse score a terrific win in the tote.com.au Wait for Age Stakes, and you must be thrilled, Jeff.
Yes, I am, Peter. We were very happy how he went, and I forgot to mention Robert in the speech, but of course Robert, I told him in the taxi coming home. No, we were very happy how he went. I thought he travelled very well. Robert had him in a nice position, and we knew he was going to let down really well, and yeah, we're very pleasing, Peter.
All right, now he's with Adam Trinder, and he's going to be with Adam, and he's training him for his Tasmanian campaign. It's great that Ross does that, and they've got a great working relationship, the Trinders and Ross did.
Yeah, Ross is a man of honour, and he really remembers people that looked after him and done the right thing by him, and he always tries to reward them. Like Robert at Warwick Farm, when the weights came out, Robert rang up Ross and said, look, put the apprentice on him, and Ross said, no, I promise you, you can ride him, and he stuck by it. And Ross is a very good man, and he sticks by his word.
All right, and well, I remember Ross when he came and won a Launceston Cup, and he's a lovely bloke. This horse, he's had his share of issues, and take us through a few of those.
Yeah, well, first of all, when he was a 2 and 3 year old, he had a problem with his hoof. It was a constant problem, but he got over that hurdle. Jack's got a great heart, and I remember the last race he won 2 years ago before he won at Wyon, his nail came out and was sticking up his foot, and he still won it, and he's just got a great heart. Then he had his throat operation, and it took him a while to get over that, you know, like being in a sterile environment for a month, especially a horse that loves racing like him. He went a little bit crazy, so it took him a little bit of while to get back, and I think just he clicked this year with Ross, and I think, as I said previously, it's the environment, you know, it's nice and healthy up there, and he's just clicked.
Half the battle, get the horse's head right, he'll do the rest.
I do believe that. I don't know much about horses, but I do know about how I think humans and animals think, and now he knows he hasn't got a problem, it's not going to hurt him, he's okay.
All right, now you're looking forward now going to the Thomas Lyons, which is in 10 days on Hobart Cup Day, and that's over 1400 metres, and then everything being well, he'll come back to Launceston 10 days later for the George Adams.
That's correct, he'll be racing in 10 days time in the 1400 metre race, and we'll see how he goes after that. That's actually the race we were preparing him for.
Right.
And today was just a sort of like a trial for that.
A $90,000 bonus.
Very much so, it'll come in handy.
Jeff, well done, all the best in the Thomas Lyons.
Thank you very much, Peter, for your time.